Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Sal Mulally. How are you, Sal?
I'm great. Thanks for having me today. I appreciate it.
And Sal is the president and CEO of HOA, which right now you have about 415 restaurants. Let's take the clock back to April 1st, 1983, and what happened that day.
Yeah, the original six couples that came on to be known as the Hooters Six actually incorporated for the first restaurant called Hooters. I was actually down in Clearwater, Florida, back in 1983. So we're coming up now on nearly four decades of a worldwide iconic brand being around. But it was the first six couples that first filed for the first restaurant down in Clearwater.
And back when you look in history, 35 years ago, you were a dishwasher, correct?
Correct. It's sort of very fitting because the six couples knew nothing about the restaurant business. So it was only apropos that they started that. And shortly thereafter, I started my career, and I was offered an opportunity to wash dishes at this little restaurant called Hooters. I had no idea what it was, and walked in for the first time, and I had a job as a dishwasher.
So talk through what it was like, what you learned, and how you built your career up to becoming CEO.
Yeah, it's a great question. I can tell you first, just very blessed and honored to be in the position that I am today. And I think, you know, starting as a dishwasher at the time, it was really just an opportunity. It was a summer job when I was going to college at the University of Florida. I had really no idea, no indications that I'd be sitting here years later in this role. But at that time, the big promotion for me was I got promoted to cooking chicken wings. So moved up on the line, got promoted to then shaking wings. And those were the very, very early days of my summer job, my part-time job during Christmas holiday breaks. I came home. I worked at Hooters as an oyster shucker and dishwasher.
And you obviously have a special recipe for the wings. What there took you over the top that brought you to the point where you became an executive?
So I was very fortunate that I was given an opportunity. And I say opportunity because that's really the thing that launched my career and I think launches many opportunities. I wound up doing an internship in the marketing department with one of the original founders of the concept. And upon graduating, they needed someone to open and launch the Chicagoland market for Hooters restaurants. So I accepted the job, and that's what got me over the top from shaking wings, moving through the system to my first job as the promotional director of marketing. And you know, I hate to say the rest is history, but that was the first early step coming out of school.
And what did you learn about marketing from that position?
I learned the greatest lesson of life, I think, is mistakes. I can tell you, as I grew up in the brand and through the system, taking risk, right? Trying things, having the opportunity to be able to fall and to pick yourself back up. Probably my favorite word in the dictionary is resiliency. And I think that's, if I had to pick one thing throughout my career, that was the earliest learnings to be able to make those mistakes, but be able to get back up and then move forward.
Give an example. What was one mistake that you made, and what did you learn from that?
I've got many, so I'll try to harness it down to one. But I could say not being prepared for a particular event in terms of the adequate resources, people, allocation, and then not knowing that there was an unknown, right? So when the event didn't go as planned, I'm a big believer of doing a post-mortem. What did we learn? What could we have done better? And lessons like that became invaluable, not only to prepare better for an opportunity that then presents itself, but then to try to look around the corner and anticipate what may go wrong. It's kind of like insurance. You'd rather have it than not have it. And if you have it, it's usually when you don't need it. So to over-prepare was the number one lesson that I took away out of that.
And to this day, you still do postmortems?
Absolutely. Anytime something doesn't happen or doesn't go as planned, or I think equally as important, when things do go as planned, right? Because you can't take for granted that past performance is going to replicate or reproduce itself again. So I think analyzing what works and what doesn't work on a regular basis is just healthy as a leader.
And when you talk about leadership, that's one of your leadership philosophies. If you could codify Sal's leadership, What would be the core essence of that?
People. Now, I'll expand on that, but that's really it. Full stop, people, right? People actually say to me, Robert, on a regular basis, oh, you're in the wing business. And I say, no, we're not in the wing business. Oh, you're in the bar business. No, we're not in the bar business. Well, what do you do? I said, we're really in the people business, right? At the end of the day, that's the number one asset and resource that we have. And people say, people, so you do like staffing and recruiting? And it's no, if you think about our business, right, internally, the guest experience is all built around people. And how do we engage? How do we attract? How do we retain top talent? And then externally, our customer, right? Without our customer, we wouldn't have the need to be in business. So how do we attract them? How do we engage them? And how do we retain them? So I firmly believe we are anchored in the people philosophy and what that stands for.
And when you look at people, what is really the dynamic of, first, the culture? Because you talked about yourself going through that you learned there's always opportunity. Let's talk about that first, and then we'll shift over into the customer experience.
Yeah, really for us, we have what we call the career journey, right? And those are not just words, right? Words have meanings. And I look at myself as being someone that can speak to that journey. But I also look to a lot of our employees that have been with us for a really long time. We have a quote around here that say people bleed orange. And that means something. When you look at the tenure of folks that perhaps started in the heart of house, you know, the kitchen area like I did, or the front of the house, and have moved their way up through the system into different positions, have moved up into management, executive management, and or have moved on, right? Really, this is a platform for personal growth. So while we like to retain and hope you stay with us, we also recognize that this is a foundation that can set you up for life skills to move on to other opportunities as well.
And are you pleased when you lose someone and they go to another opportunity where you say, well, we built them and we helped create that person to be a great leader? Or do you feel like, gosh, why didn't we keep them?
Yeah, that's a mixed blessing. And I say the word blessing because I never want to hold good people back, right? If you're destined for something else or for some reason the need no longer fits for you here, while we miss losing that person and miss out on them, I'm very happy for them personally, right? By the same token, we hope that we provide an environment and the conditions for that culture to thrive and people to continue to advance and be content and happy in their career with us for a long time.
And you talk a lot about culture, and there's obviously a lot of nostalgia built into this. How do you integrate the nostalgia into the culture?
That's another great question. And I firmly believe, if you think back, one of the great quotes, I think it was Peter Drucker said, you know, culture eats strategy for breakfast. And we really believe in that, right? Because you can't teach passion, right? If somebody has a passion to want to do something, I believe that we can teach you our brand. We can teach you the necessary skill set. But to be able to engage and to be able to fulfill your career here with us, that's really where the rubber hits the road. You know, our company mantra is Hooters makes you happy. And that starts with us, right? We're a casual, fun-loving, worldwide iconic brand. Your work environment should reflect that, and our culture should be paramount around that.
You know, I'm wondering, because I just recently went with my wife and visited my daughter Molly in Italy, and fortunately she speaks Italian. But what I noticed about the restaurant experience, everything seems so much superior. Just like how, you know, how Howard Schultz went and figured out about the coffee in the cafes. After every meal, they just put a bottle of limoncello and you drink what you want and you get free biscuits and everything. Do you think that will ever come to America or maybe even to HOA?
Hey, never say never. We sort of do that now where you can sit, you can relax. Our concept lends itself exactly to that variation, right? Hey, you got a business meeting, you got an hour to get in, you got to get out. You've got time. You want to watch the ball game. You want to linger longer. You want to get another pitcher of beer. So I think we can be a lot of different things to a lot of different consumers based on what their need is. Or if you can't make it in, you can get your food to go and consume it at home. So I think it parallels a lot of what you referenced in terms of the opportunity.
Yeah, and also it's true. You have a whole variety of clientele, and now you notice a lot of families are coming in, and there's even birthday parties there as well for kids.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great. I think some of the misunderstood conceptions or preconceptions about the restaurant brand is exactly that, right? And I think when folks come into the restaurant, People are pleasantly surprised that, wow, there's a complete variety of consumers, family, children. Florida, we have retirees that play golf, drink beer in the afternoon. Again, we are many different things to many different people, and I think that really lends itself to the nearly four decades of the brand experience that we have such a wide tent, that we can cast such a wide net, that it means different things to different people, and that they can use us for different use occasions.
Okay, we are about to take a commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to ask Sal about innovation, and wait till you hear the innovation in 2017 that happened. Back in a few.
Would you like to host your own radio program or podcast? Park City Productions, 06604, is a Bridgeport, Connecticut-based radio broadcast solutions company. Follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. That's Park City Productions, 06604. Call us at 203-522-88.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ivarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit irs.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. And Sal Mulally is the CEO and president of HOA right now, 415 restaurants, and obviously an iconic brand. Let's talk about innovation. So something very big happened in 2017. And I know you started, you said your second job, they got you cooking wings and everything, but this ties in. What was the real challenge that the company faced, and why did you go in that innovation? And talk about how that ended up playing out in the results today. Let's really hear the story, because it's a terrific story, really, of American corporate lore.
Yeah, great, Robert. And you know, in order to be successful, you have to continue to be on top of your game, right? I mean, that's any business. And for us, you know, we continue to learn. And I think that's the opportunity for a lot of our leaders is, you know, what are the opportunities? What are the things in the marketplace that we can learn from? And what we learned coming out of all the way back to 2008, 2009, actually, you know, when the mortgage meltdown and the recession hit, we realized that there was a big explosion of the fast casual model, right, where you didn't have maybe have the time to sit down. Perhaps it was quicker. You picked food up to go. And we realized that we had some full-service Hooters restaurants that were doing some significant numbers in terms of food to go. At that time, we had launched great partnerships with all of our DSPs, right, the delivery service providers that you know today, the Uber Eats, the Grubhubs, the DoorDashes. And out of those partnerships, we said to ourselves, well, What if we just took the top selling items that we already know that we're selling through the DSPs and through delivery and food to go, and we made a smaller footprint of that and just sold that limited menu? So it was something that we thought had potential, but we couldn't get out of our own way, right? We tried to overthink it, and humbly, you know, I was one of several people that helped to co-create that. So my opportunity as a leader at that point was to be able to lead a team that really wrestled with, what do we want to do? What didn't work? And then we tried, right? It was trial and error. We talked about making mistakes earlier, and we opened up the first Hoots Wings restaurant in Cicero, Illinois in February of 2017. And even within that model, we realized that there are things we should have done different, could have done different. But we thought that the product, the demand, the world famous iconic wings really stood apart. So how do we accentuate that on a limited menu? And that was really the underpinnings of the early thinking behind Hoots Wings. Since then, of course, we've launched a full franchise program. We've got units being opened, units being developed. So for us, besides menu innovation, that was probably the next largest step in terms of a footprint, a building, and the new corporate strategy behind that.
When you think about menu innovation, you have a marketing background. And let's talk about the whole brand. How do you think about menu extension in terms of building the brand?
Yeah, that's great. You know, the great thing about Hooters is, you know, the wing architecture. Look, if you want to be the leader in the wing category, you act like the leader. And we are. I think there's a lot of people out there, besides Hoots and Hooters, you know, that drop chicken in a fryer, we like to say. But not everybody has the signature proprietary breaded product that we have, right? Everybody has regular naked wings. We innovated very early on and came up with the original recipe around the breaded wing. And then years later, we launched the smoked wing, the roasted wing. So that innovation just within the category alone really sets us apart from others. And then not to mention taking that same signature proprietary product around shrimp, for example. You know, we have a buffalo shrimp product that is second to none, right? The sauces that we have, the innovation around the variation, the different recipes in terms of the flavor profile. So, again, wanting to be the leader, we need to continue to innovate to make sure we stay in that position.
when you talk about innovation, you have an Italian heritage with from Sicily and Naples. Your grandparents are from. Definitely a core to the Italian culture is food. Things are built around that. Has that ever seeped into your thinking of how you grow the menu, the expansion, the whole customer experience around food? Because everything is about the table and enjoying.
Yeah, you're exactly right. One of my qualifications for getting the dishwasher job was they asked what experience I had, and I said, my family owned an Italian deli growing up in New Jersey, so that was my qualification. I was able to cook. But you are right, and I think those lessons that I grew up with, as you referenced, around the table and around food, is exactly that, right? If you think about it right now, we're having thousands of occasions just like that in real time in all of our restaurants, and it's only as successful as the people in the restaurant, again, that execute that. So I grew up around a table where we shared a meal, we had conversation. The same thing happens in our restaurant that is paramount at a highest level in our company, that we make sure we deliver on that brand promise and that folks can come in, have that dining experience, use the brand they want to use the brand. And I think a lot of that is tied into at least my personal DNA and my fabric, because that's how I grew up.
Let's talk about the whole culture, which you mentioned, the Peter Drucker statement as well. You're very focused at HOA on training, on recruiting. What are best practices you've developed that help to build the organization so you create opportunities for people?
Yeah, I think the number one thing we pride ourselves is not cutting corners, right? And what I mean by that is we have a policy, we have a practice. You have to have systems and structures in an organization, right? It's no longer just Sal and Robert, you know, owning a little one-time restaurant trying to make it work. And when you're responsible for over 10,000 employees, you have to have those processes. So on the training side of things, really making sure that from day one they understand what the menu is, what the steps of service are. But then, you know, overarching on top of that, you know, folks really want to feel like they're part of something larger than themselves. And I think providing that career journey opportunity that when folks come in the door, they realize maybe they're being trained by someone that started in a role just like them. They have interactions with some of our regional managers or director of operations or vice presidents that also grew up in the system, and it sort of gives someone, you know, a little bit of a glimpse like, wow, that could be me. I think equally important is the folks that are in those positions also know what it takes to make sure those positions are successful because they've been there. They've been in those shoes and literally have been in the kitchen and literally have waited on customers. So I think that career journey and that career opportunity is what's led us to have the longevity that we have in the folks that are with our brand.
Finale question. Here you are as CEO. What is your vision for the future?
Where you keep selling chicken wings and cold beer. You know, at the end of the day, this brand is highly resilient. I've seen it survive 9/11. I've seen us come through the mortgage meltdown. We've come through COVID in a phenomenal way. So, you know, my vision is to continue to take the momentum that we have and build on it as we continue to keep true to our core part of our brand, the core roots that make us who we are, and that, quite frankly, have made us one of the most successful brands around the world, to make sure that that continues so that we're successful into the future.
Well, Sal, I want to commend you on the great success that HOA has had and on your vision of moving the organization forward in a very positive way.
Great. Awesome. This has been great. Thanks for having me.
From Philly to Fresno, Brooklyn to Boston, Data Cable Superstars has the best prices on installation of Cat 5 and Cat 6 wiring for cameras, computers, phone, and data. Specializing in off-peak installs as to not interrupt your workflow. If this is an I need it done yesterday situation, then it's time to call Data Cable Superstars at 203-942-1427 or go to datacablesuperstars.com. That's datacablesuperstars, all one word, .com. Data Cable Superstars, where estimates and big ideas are always free.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Dan Dye. How are you, Dan?
I'm well, Robert. Thanks for having me. It's an honor to be on the show with you.
A pleasure to be with you. And Dan is the CEO of Ardent Mills. And this organization is really at the heart of Feeding North America. Talk about what the organization is and when you came on board as in 2014.
Well, Robert, we're a company, as you said, we started in 2014. We're actually a joint venture owned by Cargill, Conagra Brands, and CHS, and really brought together as a flour milling company, really with the idea of changing the way people think about grain-based foods and really finding ways to help to feed North America in unique and different ways. We have about 45 facilities across the U.S., Canada, and Puerto Rico. 35 of those are flour mills, wheat-based flour primarily. And then we have 10 specialty facilities, including an innovation bakery, a grain mix plant. We've expanded into specialty grains in chickpeas and quinoa. And we actually just recently purchased our first gluten-free mill. So we're expanding into different kinds of products. But at our core, we mill flour. We produce flour across North America, and we really view that as a privilege and an honor because it's such a staple, such an important part of people's diets.
Just a quick question about gluten-free, because it seems to be exploding in terms of everywhere you go. I'm on the opposite side. When I go out and with my wife, she doesn't order gluten. I order extra. We joke about it. But where is that how fast is it continuing to grow?
Yeah, no, and thank you for your support of our business. We appreciate that. And, you know, we have seen the gluten-free movement for a number of years, and I would say it's continuing to grow a little bit. It's kind of plateaued, but I think people are looking for different alternatives, different ways to enjoy products. And yet, at the same time, we saw, again, certainly in the pandemic, many people, you know, really return to gluten, to traditional bread and baked products. But the gluten-free movement is very much a part of people's diets today for a lot of different reasons. And we want to make sure we're serving that need. And as I said, we now have a gluten-free mill. We're expanding into quinoa, chickpeas, specialty alternative grains that can meet some of that market demand as well. But we do believe that the demand for products with gluten are really good, healthy, nutritious products and really have a place in people's diets that it's really important. So we do see that continuing to grow, continuing to be a part of consumer choice. And flour demand as a total has stayed pretty flat over the last number of years. And I think part of that is the gluten-free move. We haven't really seen a decline, but we haven't seen much growth either.
Let's talk about a CEO's responsibility. And I know you talk about being at the intersection of nourishment and health, in a sense, tying those foods together. What do you see as a CEO's role? You could call it in the global ecosystem, or you're more focused on societal in North America.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, our mission is to enhance the quality of life and standard of health. And we see that connection between food and health being stronger than it's ever been. I think, again, the pandemic really put a spotlight on that as people really thought about their diets and really, again, looked to different grain-based products. Flour-based products were at the top of the list, and people looked at that from a nourishment standpoint, but also from a comfort standpoint, from a calm standpoint. But as we see this reality of bringing together health and nutrition, we do view that as a very important responsibility that we have, to provide great products for people that can help meet their health needs as well as their taste and functional food needs. And I think we kind of have a unique position in the marketplace where our products are, they're safe, they're affordable, they're healthy and nutritious, they're very versatile, and most important in the food industry, they taste great. People love these products. So finding the health benefit and making sure people understand that and can incorporate that into their diets and bringing different choices, again, a real important role for us. So that mission for us is a key part of that responsibility. And for me, again, we want to make sure that people get the products that they need, that they enjoy, and that are part of their health journey as they look at, again, nourishment, health, all of those things more importantly now than ever before.
Talk about what your core four values are, how they emerge, but more importantly, how you make sure they're alive every day.
Yeah, we talk about really aspiring to be a people-first, values-based company, and that's the culture we have tried to build into our mills. As we talked about, we started the company in 2014, And one of the things that was so important to me and our leadership at the time of the beginning of Ardent Mills was to make sure we had clarity around our values. And so we started the company, even before we began operations as a new organization, we wanted our own values that were unique to Ardent Mills. And we set those values of trust, serving, simplicity, and safety as the cornerstones for the company. And I think what we've tried to do since then is just reinforce them over and over again. So for me, my view is I can't communicate enough about our values. So in every meeting I have, in every interaction I have, whether it's internal or external, with customers in community events or other things, I always talk about our values and how they are so important. And what we've seen is our people start to really take ownership, because it can't be just me, the CEO, talking about our values. We need to have that permeate deep into the organization. Some of the ways we've done that is we have recognition programs built around our values. We do leadership development and leadership programs built around our values and our leadership principles. And the other thing we did, Robert, was as we had the values, a couple years into Ardent Mills, we said, you know, the values are great that people have really embraced those. How do we then make it even stronger and more behavior-based? So we developed five leadership principles. The first one of those was live our values. We didn't want the values to just be words. We wanted people to know that the expectation at Ardent Mills was to live our values, to practice them, to bring them to life every single day. And that really helped us to have those leadership principles be more action-based and to be more behavior-based. And that really has brought the values to life. And then when we did our strategy work most recently a few years ago, we actually made sure we had a strategic pillar around our people and how we live our values. And from that, we developed what we call our promise. And our promise really states that everyone matters. Everyone has a voice. Everyone is valued. It takes all of us working together to deliver value to our customers, to create the most value for Ardent Mills, and to have the greatest experience for each one of our team members that stands out. And that promise has really then taken those values a step further. So again, we incorporate that into the day in and day out things that we do. And we talk about together we make Ardent Mills, and it's living our values. One last thing I'll share with you, just a little anecdote of some practice. I do a session, we call it Donuts with Dan, where, one, I love donuts. It's our product, and we make sure it's Ardent Mills flour in those donuts that we have. But we just sit down with groups of 8 or 10 or of our employees and team members, and we talk about our values, and we talk about the Ardent Mills and the importance of values, and we talk about the business and get business updates and just have questions and interaction. But it's finding every opportunity we can to make sure the values stay fresh, stay focused, that people understand how important they are, and that our expectation is that we really live by our values. And we believe when we do that, we're going to drive better performance.
As we're talking about you as a leader, you're definitely so focused on values and bringing the promise to life every day, yet you also have the role as a CEO of profitability of the organization, especially with the structure you have of the three organizations. What is your take on the relationship between values and profitability?
Yeah, I think it's such an important question, because oftentimes I'll hear or you'll see organizations, CEOs, others in leadership that struggle a little bit with, hey, yeah, all this people stuff is great, values are great, but hey, in the end, we just have to deliver numbers, right? And we do. We have to be profitable. We have to perform well. My philosophy really has been, and I've seen this over my entire career, which now is 41 years in ag and food businesses, if you can put focus on your people, if you can really truly live by your values and make them real and meaningful, you will deliver better results over time. You may miss some short-term opportunities. If you're willing to give up on that, our trust value, for example, there may be a short-term win you might get, but it's not going to serve you well in the long run. So what I've communicated to our board, to our owners, to our people, is that, hey, we will deliver better results over time if we truly live our values. And I think we see the downfall when companies stray from being operating with highest standards of integrity or ethics. That's part of our trust value. Or when instead of serving others, you start to serve yourself. I mean, we have a leadership principle that's others focused versus self focused. We think that's a good business philosophy, even though some people might view it the opposite, that, hey, you have to take care of yourself first. But you know what? If you're others focused and really helping others, your business is going to be more successful. I've seen it over and over again.
We are speaking with Dan Dye, and when we come back, we're going to ask an interesting question, because they created a new role in 2019, Chief Growth Officer, and we're going to find out now in the world in 2022, are there any new roles and new titles that should be created?
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're speaking with Dan Dye, who's the CEO of Ardent Mills, and he's not just creating the fabric of America, it's actually the grain, you know, of America and building North America and making us healthier and enjoy what we're eating. You talked a lot about values, and I know in 2019 you created a new title, Chief Growth Officer. A lot of CEOs ask me every day, should we create different new titles? So what's your thinking on why you created that and what new titles should be created or are not needed?
Yeah, I think, Robert, for us, the Chief Growth Officer was a really key shift from a strategic standpoint for the organization. We really felt that our very vision calls us to deliver innovative and nutritious grain-based solutions. And we said, you know, to really build and achieve on that vision as a trusted partner, we need to really shift a little bit. And the Chief Growth Officer, the idea came to say we need somebody focused on growth, on driving greater focus on our customers and bringing value to them, as well as finding new ways for growth. As I said earlier, our flour demand has been relatively flat. Consumption of flour in North America has been relatively flat. How do you find growth in that? So we charged Angie Goldberg, who's our new Chief Growth Officer, with going out and finding ways to drive growth. And what we've seen is that one, it spurred some investment and some acquisitions where we bought a chickpea business, a quinoa business. We bought a gluten-free mill I talked about. We have expanded and developed in different ways in that way, as well as driving value in our core flour with this growth. So when you think about different titles, I think we made an adjustment in our title. Our Chief Human Resource Officer, we just hired a new person into that role. And the title we shifted to the Chief People Officer. We said if we're people first, we're going to call that role a Chief People Officer. I think in strategy and business development, we've got a new role there. That's not necessarily a new name or a new role that's not out there in the marketplace. But I think for CEOs and for organizations, find roles that really are needed to drive your strategy, to help fulfill your vision and mission, and align your roles with those goals instead of just saying, well, traditionally, we've got this C-suite with these titles. Can we think of new ways of attacking this? And we saw some of our customers had Chief Growth Officer roles. We did a little exploration. We said that's what we need at Ardent Mills, and it's been a great success.
It really sounds, I'm so impressed with this. It sounds like you have this whole culture of innovation where everyone is very focused, and also as an innovation, I know you do a lot of lists also.
Yeah, we do. I'm a list person, so I like to have different ways of thinking about things. I think during the pandemic, the first 15 weeks of the pandemic, each week I wrote a list of five different words that started with the same letter and just talked about learnings during the pandemic. And part of that was around driving innovation and change and learning from the experience. Even now with innovation, we're talking about coming out of the pandemic, and we put a focus on this as a breakthrough year. That's kind of our theme this year, breakthrough, innovation, change. And as you said, we want to be an organization really focused on innovation and change. So we took this breakthrough theme, and I created a list of
L words, and it's really, it's leaning into the headwinds, it's lifting others up, it's lighting the way in darkness, it's listening to others, learning from the experiences you have, leveraging the resources around you. And then leading with excellence, living with bringing life and energy, and then loving. Bring love into the workplace with loving our people, loving what we do. And that, I think, helps to foster this idea of, hey, we can innovate, we can change, we can learn. Even through this pandemic, we've changed a lot. We've learned a lot and put a lot of those lessons to work to help make us a better, more relevant organization as we look into the future.
And when you talk about growth and learning and moving into the pandemic, you had, unfortunately, a major challenge in 2017 where you were facing significant personal adversity. Talk about that and what you learned and how that helped shape you as a CEO.
Yeah, I think, we all face hard times in our lives and personally and business and different things. And I think we all agree, and listening to many interviews on your show, some of the hardest lessons are where we learn the most or the hardest experiences. And for me, my wife was in a life-threatening snowmobile accident, kind of a freak accident. She'd never been on a snowmobile before, but she had to be airlifted from the mountains to a hospital. She had a traumatic brain injury, was in intensive care for 17 days, and then extensive rehab for her brain injury and some complications with her lungs. And, when you're at a point of life and death, which we were very close many times, it shifts and shapes you in different ways. And leading through crisis, you learn from those hard experiences. And I recall I took about 2 months where I was away from work, and I saw our team come around me and help me and support me and pray for me and our family as we went through this hard experience. And I think the learnings through that was, one, you don't give up. You persevere. You go through, because things can look pretty difficult in those times. And then I see now, as I've even gone through the pandemic, some of the lessons I learned through that process with my wife and trying to support her and her rehabilitation. I wrote a Caring Bridge post every day for 100 days, the first 100 days, and that was shared in our organization, and people responded to me. And to this day, if I go visit a plant, almost every time someone will come up to me from the plant and say, hey, how's your wife doing? We were there for you. And so you realize we all need each other. And I think as CEOs, sometimes we feel like we need to have all the answers. We need to be there to help and support everyone that has a need. And we do. That is our role. But there's sometimes where we need help and support. And I learned the importance of vulnerability, the importance of openness and taking and accepting help from others. And I think in the pandemic, we've seen that all the strain around mental health and the challenges that people are going through, personal challenges. And I think when you've experienced yourself and been vulnerable and open with your teams, it shapes you in a different way as a leader. And I know for me, it was a hard time and yet a time of learning and growth and development that I've tried to use to become a better leader and a better CEO for my people. So I believe having a values-based organization where it's really real and people live their values is a recipe to deliver better results over time, not just financially, but your teams are going to be more engaged. Your customers are going to be more loyal and engaged. You're going to have more impact positively in your community. You're going to live out your other principles around, sustainability and other areas more effectively. I think it just makes for a stronger business and a stronger culture for the organization.
And on that note, Dan, I want to thank you. What a privilege it is having you on the CEO show.
Well, thanks, Robert. It's been my honor, and thank you for the work that you do, and just a pleasure to join you today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.